What you're hearing now is The Voice, as he's known in South Africa, guitarist, poet, and songwriter Vusi Mashlasela.
Every time you're in my dream, I close my eyes and you're there.
If you saw last year's Oscar-winning South African film Tsotsi, you'd have heard a half dozen of his songs. It's music born of his life in a rough township, much like the one in the film. Vusi Mashlasela is in America now on tour with his new CD. He brought his guitar into our studio to share some music and some memories. Vusi Mashlasela still lives in the township of Mamelodi, where he was raised. Like most South Africans, his family was poor. He made his first guitar out of tin and fishing line. And at the height of apartheid in June of 1976, Mamelodi was one of the places where riots broke out in what became a kind of children's revolution. That's because grown-up leaders of the African National Congress were all in prison, in exile, or dead. When you say you had a happy childhood, I think there's a lot of people, possibly, especially in America, who think, under apartheid, how could anybody have a happy childhood? But of course, that's not true.
Of course. I grew up being a happy kid. I grew up at home. There was quite a lot of music. And my grandmother also owned a shebeen. I think in America, you'll call it the speakeasy.
Right.
Which quite a lot of people used to come there. And going to church. And then there was just quite a lot of singing in weddings, parties and all that. Being young that time, one didn't really realize that, there was those, imbalances in the country. But of course, staying in the township, it's only black people who will take a train sometimes, maybe once to town with my mother or my grandmother. And then that's when you see white people once a month until, this 1976 came. That's when now, one started, realizing that, there is something wrong here. And then we asked quite a lot of questions. And then that's how I became involved.
At that time, you're talking 1976 and that uprising, a very, very historic moment. You were just a kid. You were about, 11 years old at that time?
Very much so. But I used to go to these political gatherings, political rallies and all that. And all the time I'll see people, reciting. Then some people will be beating drums at the back and I ask, what are they doing? I said, no, this person is reciting poetry and then they're doing it over, the background of music. And I joined the poetry group called the Ancestors of Africa. That's when my political education started then.
The last time we heard about you, it was said you were often seen crawling from one shebeen to the next.
This song, Sower of Words, recalls the fight against apartheid. And it's a tribute to a much-admired black power poet of the time named Ingwepele Mandengwane. Vusi Mashlasela weaves his lyrics with the words of the poet. He's joined on this song by another South African, Dave Matthews.
You were so alone that the only company by your bedside was the wildness of death. So alone, brother of a black kind.
By the time he was a teenager, Vusi Mashlasela had joined the ANC's Youth League. He was often chased and arrested by the authorities until one night his grandmother said no more. She armed herself with the only weapon she had, a pot of boiling water, and waited for the police to arrive.
And they knocked, and my grandmother switched off all the lights in the house, and she opened the kitchen door. And she was very angry, and she told the police, Vusi's here. And I don't think you're going to take him this time. I'm tired of you having to come here, harassing us. And I'm tired of this. And I've got a bowl here full of boiling water. The first one who comes in here, he will get it. And they left. And I think that she was very, very, very courageous. And not only just her, many other women also in South Africa.
You have a guitar there with you. Maybe you would play us the song that's on the CD.
Yes, this song is called Tula Mama, which is dedicated, of course, to all the women in South Africa who refused to dwindle in the midst of apartheid at and also to my grandmother as well. Terechku parats karechkura aragatsku pagats kareberegerutkuda atkutebrupe aravadubete toroshkero pushkam kerutskatskurupe garudevarube vara tulla mama
through the mist of the tears in your eyes on my childhood memory. I know the truth in your smile. I know the truth in your smile. Piercing through the gloom of my ignorance. Oh, there is a mama lying down, sleeping, the very ill and the heart crying. Tomorrow is gonna be better, mama. Tula, don't you cry, mama. Erechku bech kara vetskere Ragasku bara arevirigerechku be Asku tevuru be Aravadu deve toroshkero pushkam Kidutskat skubirubi 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 skubirubi. Aha, Tula.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you every day.
South African musician Vusi Mashlasela. His new CD is called Guiding Star. And let's leave the last word to a Nobel Prize winning novelist, Nadine Gordimer. Of the voice, she wrote, he sings as a bird does, in total response to being alive.
Shall I use on Shaw Valor? I'm Shaw Valor.